The story of Sleeping Beauty. Many years ago, there lived a king and queen who had no children. So there was great rejoicing in the land when a child was born to them. It was a little girl with golden hair and blue eyes. The king invited a great many guests to attend the christening. Nobles came from far and wide, and five good fairies who lived in the kingdom came to give their blessings. When the time came, the five fairies gave their blessings. The first was health, the second was wealth, the third was happiness, the fourth was wisdom, and the fifth was just about to give her blessing when, in a flash of light and smoke, a powerful wizard appeared. Everyone knew who he was, and they were afraid. "You did not invite me," he said to the king. The king tried to pretend that he had forgotten, but the wizard knew the truth. "You didn't want me here," he thundered. "Very well, I will go. But one day when this child will prick her finger, then you will remember me." And he disappeared instantly. The guests and the fairies all told the king not to worry about the wizard. He was known to have a terribly bad temper, but also he often forgot things. The queen waved her arm to command silence. "There was joy here before he came. Now he is gone. Let there be joy again." And there was. The christening party went on long past midnight. However, the king gave orders the very next day that no one should ever allow the princess to use a needle in case she pricked her finger. The years rolled by, and the princess became 16. In all her life, she had never used a needle, and all the sewing maids in the palace knew about the danger. But one day, when the princess was walking in the royal rose garden, she chanced to see a colour she had never seen before. There it was, in the middle of a rose bush, a beautiful shaped rose, but unlike all the others. As the princess stared at it, she thought of the way that clouds are sometimes touched with pink when the sun is going down. But the flower was not like any pink she had ever seen, nor was it red or orange. She went closer to the bush. Then she reached out to touch the rose, and a thorn pricked her finger. She went into the palace and lay down on her bed, staring at the tiny drop of blood on her finger. It was the colour of the rose. A few years later, a prince from another country happened to pass by the palace. There was no life to be seen anywhere. All the gardeners were asleep, and so were the maids and the cooks. Everyone in the palace was asleep. The men who were with the prince grew more and more afraid. "There is magic here, sire," they said. "We should leave at once." And the prince was thinking he should go, but then he saw the princess asleep on her bed. Never in his life had he seen anyone so beautiful. Her long golden plaited hair hung to the ground. Her face was white, but her lips had a colour about them he had never seen before. It was not red or pink or orange, but something that reminded the prince of the most beautiful sunset sky he had ever seen. And in his heart he knew that he had fallen in love. "Quickly, sire, we must leave," begged his men. But the prince was drawn to step even closer to the sleeping princess. Then he placed a gentle kiss on her lips. In that instant, her eyes fluttered, and she woke up. So did all the people in the palace, from the king himself down to the lowliest servant. The strange thing was that no one in the palace remembered going to sleep. Everything went on just as though nothing had ever happened about the wizard and the dreadful curse he had placed on the princess. The prince asked to marry her, and it was agreed. But when the fairies came to the wedding, the fifth fairy remembered that she had never given her blessing, because the wizard had come to stop her. "Now," said the fairy, "I will give my blessing to the princess and to her new husband. It is the gift of true love. With this they need not fear any evil. And so they were married and lived happily ever after. And on that very day of the wedding, the wizard was changed into a white rabbit. No one had any fear of him anymore.